And we appreciate the participation, which you can always do, much as you listen. And we know that you engage in participatory ways in a lot of like fundraising and benefits that we have, but also with your messages you send us. Dave is accessible, Dave at WSJW.com, Pat at WSJW.com, Charlie at WSJW.com. You go to our Stay in Touch box on the homepage of WSJW.com. You can find all our email addresses. We always appreciate that. And those who post to Facebook, too. You know, we appreciate those who join us on our Facebook.com/WSJW radio page. Like us, please. We had some good give and take. This weekend, we posted, the governor last Friday updated the mask wearing.
Yes.
And there was I had asked the same question that one of our listeners posted on our page, too. Everything that was, it's pretty much you have to wear one everywhere, but there was an exemption for polling places,
right?
To which I wasn't aware, because if we understand it correctly, the poll workers have to wear one,
right?
But if you're going to vote, so we were thinking, was there some kind of federal?
Yeah, further clarifying that, I think they were saying that you should wear a mask into the polling place, and once you're registered and you go to the booth, you don't have to keep it on while you're isolated in the booth. You're separated from other people in the booth.
And it seems to be that it's almost like a federal, because of everything I've read and researched. Mm-hmm. It's because of voting rights.
Oh, okay.
Right. If I'm understanding, a lot of states are doing this because you cannot have anything that would infringe on a people's right to vote. And the suggestion is if you did make them wear a mask, that there could be perceived as an infringement of having to actually do something to vote.
Well, the other point, in some areas you were required to show a picture ID. And to be able to identify that it's you, you have to remove the mask so they can see that it's you.
What if you get an ID with mask on? Would that help? Hey, they can match you up?
Now that might work.
Everybody's going to have a new driver's license.
I don't think you're going to get those.
Maybe you have a two-sided driver's license. Right. Mask or no mask.
With and without.
There's your solution. Well, that's an interesting discussion, though, because there's the offshoots. Because then people were saying, but going back, if it's a government thing, government does have a mandate, well, I guess I could call it a mandate, for public safety.
Yes.
And if wearing a mask is part of public safety, couldn't you require people? They could remove masks for that ID, or to especially if you're asking poll workers. If I'm a poll worker, how do I feel if, okay, I'm wearing a mask and then all these people are coming in that don't have to wear one?
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, especially since getting poll workers is going to be difficult this year,
well,
too.
Well, yeah, we're hearing about that.
And the other problem is a poll worker is usually sitting down, and the person that they're speaking with you is standing up, which means that whatever they're breathing out is probably descending on you.
Yeah.
Maybe we have to get them the plexiglass
partitions
for the poll workers.
That might be an idea.
Put those up.
Right, right. We've got a few of those around here.
All they're generally doing is just, you're signing the slip.
Yeah,
you could slide it underneath there. And same thing with the ID. They could check it and slide it back.
Yeah, maybe they will do something.
We will see that.
Yeah.
But if all indications are true, it seems like the polling places won't be as busy this year as they have been in the past, since many people are going to be voting
absentee.
Because we're hearing, the influx of that. And if everyone has the opportunity to do so, because that'd be a no questions thing. Well, there's already no questions asked. But.
Right.
And I also believe in some of the federal legislation, there was money provided to cover the costs of adapting polling places for elections, that those governments will be reimbursed, if I'm not mistaken.
Because, depending on the size, trying to create 6-foot distancing maybe would be a little difficult to do. I don't know.
Yeah, because at my polling place, the booths are really close together. There are two rows of booths.
Like
four, I think, in each row.
You have that partition to separate for privacy, but
but still, you're right next to each other.
You're sitting right next to each other. That's true.
Yeah. I don't know. But, I was thinking the same thing right when I saw that order. I said, wait a second. You don't have to wear them when you vote. But then, all these clarifications now.
And again,
making some sense.
If I read it correctly, then most states are doing the same thing.
Yes.
And it seemed to be based on the voting rights. So, but it makes for an interesting conversation.
Right.
And we appreciate those who engaged in our conversation on our Facebook page. People made their points, some more pointedly than others.
As usual.
As usual. But it's good give and take, and that's what it's there for, as we continue to talk about speech, whether you're speaking with a mask on or not. We want you to engage, and you can do that on a daily basis when we post, whether it's an item like that, a news item or things like that, or again, through our email opportunities. Please do so. Well, and a lot of that might come, what is it? We're on July 20th, August 4th.
The primary
is right around the corner, so we might find a little clarification on how things are going on that, although primary elections generally are less than a general election. We understand that.
Correct.
However, having said that, we shouldn't forget that in many communities there are votes that will be taking place that will lead to the general election,
right.
You know, finding candidates or particular issues and things like that.
So. Yeah, especially issues that are going to be on the ballot mm-hmm. on August the 4th, too.
So don't forget to vote if you find something of it. You don't necessarily have to vote for a candidate.
Yeah.
You can just go and vote for the issue.